Kia ora tātou.
My name is Kirsten. I'm Kiwi born and I grew up in Dunedin. So I might say, Kirsten, hey. Kia ora to my Dunedin colleagues, Stu down the back there. I might say Kirsten and work and church, and you might not understand my accent, but bear with me. My ancestors and my whakapapa is back to England and to the Orkney Islands in Scotland. We've been in Aotearoa and called it home for many generations now. I'm married to Rowan, who is a youth justice social worker in Auckland, and we live in Onehunga, around the corner, 15 minutes from this church. Lorraine invited me, and the Affirm people invited me to share some of my story, and which is really God's story, and how I found myself caught up in it, which is how Bishop Ross talked about it last night, being caught up in God's story, and some reflections of what I've been learning about participating in God's mission. So when I finished high school, I wanted to be an art teacher. I was a follower of Jesus. In fact, my dad is a Presbyterian minister, so I grew up kind of through the church. But aside from parish ministry and maybe an idea of being a missionary in remote Africa, I didn't really have much understanding of mission as central to how to be what it means to be a Christian and follow Jesus. Kind of had this idea of, you know, missionary ministry and maybe a parish, and then there's sort of everyone else who's just being a good Christian at work doing their thing. And so my first reflection is, what messages about what mission is are we learning from the unspoken ways we organize church life structures and what we focus on? So I went to art school for 4 years, and my world was blown wide open. Nothing was black and white anymore at art school. And how does my faith outwork here was the question that plagued me and challenged me as I went along and tried to make art. And I was really dissatisfied with the narrative that the art world offered me, which was the suffering of an artist and the individualistic focus that I found there. Meanwhile, God had slowly been growing my understanding and empathy for a wider hurting world. And one of the influences towards this was 3 weeks that I spent in India with Tear Fund on an insight tour visiting their different projects. So I started making art about poverty and injustice in the world, which didn't really go down very well with people who wanted to talk about all their own problems and not about a world consciousness, but I did it anyway. And I got a lot of criticism and it was hard, but anyway, that's what I did. And after 4 years of making art in this way and fighting these criticisms, I finished my degree and I didn't want to make art anymore. I wanted to go. I wanted to go and serve. So I went to Africa and India on a gap year with a mission organization, not CMS, a different one. And I guess like many young adults that I now meet, I found that I had this desire to be part of something significant, do something significant with my life, that faith was more than what I had found it to be so far. And overseas mission involvement became the thing that was an available option of this significant thing. Sort of something along the lines of, you know, trying to find that purpose that Justin was talking about. And the question that I'm reflecting on through this is, if I can read my writing, is the invitation we present to the world about a self-giving saviour for the world, or is it Jesus, my best friend, Jesus is my therapist, God in the sky, making me feel good? So I lived overseas for a year in this mission learning environment, participating in different church and community-based projects. And this year was chaotic, beautiful, horrific, and a collision of pain and suffering with God's love and restoration and many challenging realities. There's no denying the pain and suffering of humanity when you spend time in an HIV/AIDS hospice with babies and toddlers and adults. There's no unknowing about the violence and horror of systems that trap families in India to sell their daughters to be temple prostitutes. There was the hope of Jesus, but much hopelessness. I'd learnt just how little I could do and just how much God could do. And so I reflect, are we willing to enter a painful, hurting world, realizing both our inability to solve anything, but also the hope that God is at work in and through us and his kingdom? It was also a year where some pretty traumatic things happened to me. Experiencing the violence of someone threatening your life and experiencing God's saving hand, it really changes your life. So I came home after 10 months. My world was totally turned upside down. I came home different, not really fired up for God, rather angry, broken, confused, suffering from PTSD, and physically ill. I had a lot of questions about God and life, mission, the church, life and death, suffering. Was the church going to be able to welcome me in this? Was the church a place where I felt I could be broken? Yes and no. What made the difference was a few family members and friends who were prepared to journey with me and remind me of the goodness of God and the gift of the church and God's story that we're a part of. Over time, and a lot of God working in me, I still found that beneath all that happened, I believed in a good God at work in this world, restoring creation to himself, and found this story I was passionate about and I was a part of. I was still invited to participate. Mission wasn't over or done for me. There was an invitation to participate in God's mission in New Zealand. So I went and studied theology, as you do. Through this time, God began to draw my attention to young people that I know or knew of who had been involved in cross-cultural mission and of some description. And I noticed certain things. I noticed some had come back with an understanding of their purpose in God's mission and pursuing that. I noticed others who had had an experience of cross-cultural mission serving and didn't really have any way to reconcile their experiences with life in New Zealand, and so put it in the I did that box. I also had friends who were so disillusioned with the church when they came back to New Zealand after where they had been. And so they just walked away from their faith. And I asked why. Why to all these different responses? What is going on? Why are there young Christians who don't know anything much about mission that God is all about? And who is journeying with young people as they search for their significant part to play? Who is encouraging them to keep going and digging and learning and trusting when their Sunday school Jesus falls over? Who is discipling them to deep intimacy with the Father? Who's challenging them? Why is mission seen only as a cross-cultural trip by the majority of young people? What messages are they learning and hearing about mission as they grow in our churches? So God has invited me into asking these questions, and he's invited me ultimately to journey with young people, offering them opportunities to ask these questions deeply and to seek passionately what God is about and their part to play in God's story. And I'm privileged enough that I thought, well, I'll just have to keep on doing this. And then I heard about this thing called CMS, and they had this job called Youth Mobiliser, and somehow the job that, or the thing that I wanted to do, luckily enough, in this kind of way and stage, there was a job where Steve rang me up and said, hey, we should have coffee. So anyway, that's how my journey, some of my story of how I got to where I am and the questions that I have and the place that I sit as a young person so deeply passionate about this amazing God, you know, Jesus' life, death and resurrection and all that God is doing and has done. And I just want to encourage and journey with young people to discover that and their part to play. Kia ora.